This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn. This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at
everything. Today's topic is The Lion King.
So listen, this is a very special episode of Girls on Porn.
Should we out our friend that suggested this?
Hell yeah.
Our friend Dan texted us out of the blue and just said, "You, based on the trailers
got
alone,
a hot pitch for you.
Yeah, I got a hot pitch for you. You should do an episode just determining which is a more faithful remake of The Lion King, the live action remake, or the Lion King parody from Wood Rocket." Well, he wasn't that specific.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah. So
we credit the porn.
Some of you might know Wood Rocket is known for doing these amazing porn parodies, and they are pretty great with their timing.
They crank them out fast.
They really
while
do.
They're relevant, unlike
and
us
they
squeezing
had,
this in under the wire
exactly.
While this is just barely still in theaters.
They had a Lion King porn parody come out this summer called The Lion King.
Yeah.
Just to coincide with the theatrical release of Jon Favreau's live action remake, The Lion King, starring Donald Glover and Beyonce.
Which Rachel and I also watched together in theaters.
At 12 p.m. on a Tuesday.
With definitely like two field trips.
Yeah. With a
so
karate
many children.
Camp.
Oh, was it a karate
yeah,
camp?
Yeah, it was a karate camp's like amazing day trip. They were like, "It's raining. Let's go see a movie."
Sure.
Yeah. And boy, what an experience it was.
Yeah. This is, should we, I feel.
What's happening?
I'm having a stroke. Should we put these films to the task of whether or not they were faithful?
No.
Or, great. I don't think so either. I just wanted to put that out
there. I think we should just compare and contrast.
Yeah. Compare and contrast. Like any great critic.
What we liked, what we didn't like.
Okay.
Is either going in or spank bank.
Yeah.
Stick to the format, you know?
Yeah. Do we have research for Lion King?
I don't. I have no research.
All I can tell you is that
I have personal experience
yes.
with The Lion King.
Oh, we should talk about that. I'll give you the only bit of research I have, which is not actually research, just like anecdotal knowledge, that The Lion King is one of the first shining examples of high concept cinema.
Is it?
Meaning like it's just Hamlet. Like, for Disney, for kids. It's actually not Hamlet, though. Like, the story is actually quite, there's obviously, like, things that are reminiscent of Hamlet.
Right.
But, like, I was watching the Lion King remake being like, ghost has to show up at the beginning.
If we know anything, dad is dead.
Yeah.
When
and everybody dies in Hamlet. I hope that's not a spoiler for anyone. It's been a couple hundred years.
If you haven't read
it, I don't have like much to bring to the table with respect to like Lion King.
Yeah, I found out recently that it was like we could have like two lion deaths, but we couldn't say the word fart in the movie. Like they don't say fart in the original.
You're right.
But they do say fart in the 2019.
But he doesn't ever say it.
He doesn't ever say fart.
But
so in the 2019 remake, he says the word fart, and thank God because. Homegirl loves a fart joke.
Homegirls.
Love
with
a fart
you
joke.
On that.
Yeah, right?
The only thing I love more than a fart joke is a queef joke, which would be a stretch for Disney.
We're not there yet, but we're right around the corner.
A girl can dream.
Yeah.
So, wait, I want to hear your personal experience.
Okay. As you may or may not know about me, I had inappropriate feelings for, like, a lot of, like...
Cartoon characters,
but also, like... animals.
Okay.
Like,
so I was about to say, like, I don't know that these feelings are inappropriate because we all had our crush on, like, Prince Eric or
Aladdin. Oh, no. I'm not talking about Prince Eric. I'm talking about teenage Simba.
The Dimitri from Anastasia? Sorry, no. I was going down my own path.
I'm talking about Teenage Simba.
Okay.
Teenage Simba was hot to me.
Teenage Simba was voiced by JTT?
No.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Matthew Broderick.
Young Simba?
Young Simba. I'm talking about Teenage Simba. Oh. Teenage Simba when he's grown.
Because Matthew Broderick does like adult Simba. Simba.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay.
When he's
so
got
I was
a long
with you on
mane.
8-year-old Simba.
No.
On pre-pubescent Simba. I was like,
whoa. No,
Jonathan Taylor
grown
Thomas
man.
Voiced him. How could you not get a little wet? Like that?
No, I'm talking about like grown man version Simba with his mane and his swagger.
Okay.
And like, and when he like jumps out of the woods and he's like, Hakuna Matata. And he like shakes his mane. Like I was like, he's got sex appeal.
Yeah.
I was really
they animated
into it.
Sex appeal for sure.
Yeah,
I can't say that I had that particular affinity.
Really,
are there other animals? This reminded me of a Chrissy Teigen tweet where like Disney tweeted something like, yeah. "Who's your favorite? Like, who did you have a crush on?" And it's like leads from Disney movies, and it included like Simba, and she was like, "Disney, these are fully animals."
Yeah. Hey,
what other?
It was me.
What other like animal affinities did you have?
I can't believe I'm going to say this on air. I'm going to say this on air.
Oh, we're crossing it. Though suddenly she's demure.
Wishbone.
Oh, no. Rachel.
Fully.
Wait, okay.
A dog.
Wait.
Not even a cartoon.
I have a lot of issue to take with this.
I know.
Not even because, like, it's a dog.
Why.
That's our first question.
I don't know why, but they put him in, like, leading role characters. They dressed him up in little outfits, and they put him in, like, as, like, Romeo and Romeo and Juliet. Like, of course, I had romantic feelings for this tiny dog.
But Wishbone was also, like, kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That tracks.
Like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, this holds for you
they, like,
and your
made
taste
him play,
now.
Like, Huck Finn, you know?
Yeah.
Like, of course
but
I thought
was,
it was
like,
sexy.
A nerdy Huck Finn. Like, he was, like, Wishbone was kind of a dork.
Yeah.
Like the voice, the tone of the voice, and they're like, boy, and we're off our way. Here we go. Oh, goodness. The mystery. Like,
don't
that,
care.
It's a dog doing that. It's a nerdy dork dog.
In a tiny costume.
And you are here
what
for
really
him.
Sealed the deal for me was when they did an episode on the Count of Monte Cristo. And he was the Count of Monte Cristo. And I was like, something about that like emotional arc that he went through,
wow.
You know, his comeuppance, I really fell for him.
You know, I knew you were a sexual creature, but thinking about watching PBS in the 90s and somehow making that sexual is impressive to me.
It just was like, it's just something that I still grapple with. I mean, like, what is that?
I have one additional question about your Wishbone crush.
Okay.
Should I be worried about leaving you alone with Sally?
No, because Sally's a girl.
Oh, okay. I see.
No, absolutely not. I would never. I love...
Even when she snuggles in your crotch just so?
No, even when she snuggles in my crotch, I'm like, get out of there.
Good.
I'm like, get.
Because she don't know what she do.
Yeah. I know. Like, I get that little dogs love to be, like, the warmest place of your body, but, like, I'll be sleeping with her, and she'll just get into my vagina, and I'm like, can you not? Can you not?
Well, don't slut shame her.
Okay, I know. Sorry. Sorry. I know. She's, like, she's looking for heat.
She loves a knee pit as much
as
a vagina
she loves
pit,
a little nook.
All right?
Yeah, it's true. She loves a...
Whatever nook she can get.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the Lion King. So I had a thing for Teenage Simba. I say teenage because it makes me feel better than saying like grown Simba.
Because
in my head,
you like
he's
him young? Like, why is that better?
Because I was like also young.
Yeah.
But what's
How
weird.
How old were you at this time? Lion King came out when we were in elementary school.
Yeah.
And you would have been young.
What's weird, though?
Because you're younger than me.
As we've pointed out many times. What's weird, though, is, like, I was attracted to Simba, but then I also played him when I was, like, playing on the playground.
Because you're a bossy bottom.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to be Simba.
I'm going
I'm
to
Simba
embody
with his
that
full
which
mane.
I desire.
I was very specific that I was like, I'm grown Simba. Like, I don't want to be, like, young cub Simba. Like,
yeah.
I want the mane.
Yeah, I'm coming into my power.
Also, another side note.
Uh-huh.
In college... In theater school,
uh-huh.
We did an animal lab where it was like, you know, we did like a voice and movement lab and
of
everyone
course.
Picked
you had to
a
pick
lab.
An animal.
Yeah, you picked an animal and you like fully committed and you'd like, you know, basically like you'd start off being like 100% this animal and then you'd be like 50% this animal
yeah.
and like slowly morph into a human or whatever
yeah.
and like how it would change. And I picked a male lion.
Okay.
I was a male lion for my animal lab.
And that went back to your
mm-hmm.
your roots.
Yeah. And my friend was a bear. And one day it was like, we're here all at the watering hole and like we only have 15 minutes left of class.
Did you fuck your bear friend?
No, my bear friend fucking killed me. He killed me when my back was turned and I was at the watering hole.
What?
I know. Bastard.
What I'll a never weird let him move live that down. In drama class. I know.
Yeah, he still reminds me of it this day. He's like, remember that one time when we only had 10 minutes
Kicked
left of class?
Ass.
Yeah, we had 10 minutes left of class, and our teacher was like, if anyone has anything left they want to do.
And he like, just wanted it. To yeah. kill you.
Yeah, he was like, I'm the king of the jungle.
That's so weird. Do I know this friend?
Yeah, it's Brooks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, anyways, got a lot of things.
Well enough to, yeah, like...
got a lot of things with lions.
Okay.
Loved The Lion King. That being said,
yeah,
let's talk about the new remake.
Yeah.
Now that we've gone off on a bunch of tangents.
I'll be transparent that I went into this expecting to like it much less than I did.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it got like weird hype this summer. And I actually knew much less about it than you'd think I should.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't know Jon Favreau directed it until
It
ended. And I was like,
what?
Oh,
yeah.
But I feel better about liking it.
Yeah.
And I knew Beyonce was adjacent, but
right.
I didn't realize she was like in
Nala.
It. Yeah. I thought she like did a song or something,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. She did both.
Yeah.
Overachiever.
Of course, always. Beyonce.
Yeah.
Just always going above and beyond.
Workaholic.
Yeah. But yeah, I had a few like key questions.
Really?
We talked about the gherkin sequence.
Yeah.
I mean, merkin.
The merkin.
Gherkin is a kind of pickle.
Yeah.
Merkin is
Since when was a ginger pube in the fucking original?
Was
you
there
know?
A ginger pube in
no.
the original? Did we go back to look for
yes,
it?
Yes. I looked for it. It was like a piece of like dust. And that's when Rafiki finds it. And he's like, he's alive.
So just to explain what we're talking about.
Yeah. A piece
for those that haven't seen it. A piece of Simba's mane, once he's teenage age, relevant for interests,
and he's got pubes.
A piece of mane, mm-hmm. like looses and then like takes this way too epic journey
of the circle of life.
Yeah, this it's like I guess demonstrating the circle of life, but also finding its way back to Rafiki, so that he knows that Simba's still alive.
Yeah,
but
across
it, like,
the Serengeti,
it gets like eaten by a giraffe and then like shat out.
Then
we don't see
beetle.
The shit. We just see
yeah,
it emerge.
No,
we don't see the shitting happen.
We don't
see the shit
pooping.
Itself.
Yeah.
We don't see the garage.
Yeah.
Do giraffes like take squats when they take shits?
I think it just falls.
Yeah.
I think gravity
I
just
think
works
standing
for
animals like that, it just like falls out.
It just falls.
Yeah.
Like
so we don't see the shitting happen, but we see the shit being like rolled up by a little dung beetle.
And the pube's still in there.
And then the pube's still in there. And then it like somehow
gets
loses
picked
itself.
Up.
Yeah, I guess like
by a gust
from, like,
of wind.
Yeah. And then Rafiki, and then carried by ants to Rafiki.
And Rafiki
who then
picks
it up. And you geniusly, as we were watching the movie, were like, sniff it.
I was like, I dare you to sniff it.
Sniff it,
bitch.
Yeah.
Let's
did
get
it.
Kinky.
He did it.
Yeah, who knew there was going to be some scat play in this?
Yeah, but that's somehow how he knows Simba's still alive.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to like...
I just think, I mean, I get the whole like sequence of being like, and here's the circle of life. Let's hammer in this story,
yeah.
you know, the lesson that we're all learning.
Yeah, but also like, it was that weird like Game of Thrones effect of like, how far away is the little gully or whatever the fuck that like Timon and Pumbaa hang out in that Nala can find her way there in like what seems like a day.
Less than a day.
And then like, we have to watch this like merkin travel on the wind to be like, it's really far away. He wouldn't have known. Like,
right.
And then Rafiki's just there.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's alive. And then he just finds him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
All right.
Okay.
You're asking me to just suspend a lot here.
Yeah. Yeah. Children's movies.
Here's my thing.
Yes.
I can't empathize with a lion that looks like a lion.
Mm-hmm.
I need facial expressions.
Yeah, you want cartoon facial expressions because it endears you to the characters.
Oh, yes. And I mean, then it requires so much on the voice actor in order to like pull us in and like emote, you know? And some of these voice actors were like, not doing it for me.
Yeah, some of the voice acting was like a little bit lackluster.
It was pretty casual.
I have to say I was missing JTT. I'm sure that young actor is wonderful. I just had bias for the gravelly sex that was fourth grade JTT or whatever, however old he endlessly is.
Yeah. Still in fourth grade.
But I did not have that issue.
Really?
In terms of like relating to the animals because I speak with animals.
I know.
I just speak the language of the animals.
But I was like, when you think about that moment of like Mufasa's like the look of betrayal and like deep hurt in his eyes when his brother is like putting his nails into his paws.
Uh-huh.
Like if you look back on the screenshot of that and like the emotion that's happening, in his face compared to like what we got in the remake. I was like, I'm not crying. I'm not crying.
You did though.
I didn't cry.
Oh, I thought you did. You were like, oh no.
I mean, sure.
But I thought you like braced yourself for tears.
No, I didn't cry. And I was like waiting for to like cry when like sweet little Simba in the original like sees his dad and is like,
yeah.
Is there anybody out there? And like his little face.
Yeah.
Compared to like what we got, which was just like a generic like lion cubs, like just regular old resting bitch face. Like I was like, this isn't making me weep.
I cried. You're made of stone.
I'm made of stone, I guess. So that's my number one.
But yeah,
thing.
No, it is a weird. That's
they could
what
have
I actually,
split the difference. They could have done a little bit more CGI.
Yeah,
I think to like get like some eyebrow raises, get some sort of like smiling.
I thought the CGI was pretty intricate, but I hear you that like it could be more.
It just
I think
was
they were
too
trying to strike
realistic.
I think they were trying to strike the balance between like this is what animals actually do.
Right.
There were a couple moments where it was like this is tight, like this is good.
Yeah.
Like there was one joke, where like when they bait with Pumbaa. When they're like, we just need somebody to like create a diversion, like some kind of meat.
Yeah.
And they have like a shot on him where he just like nods slowly and like processes. I was like, this is working.
It worked oddly well with Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah.
I
actually thought the like physical comedy of the animals was better than I thought it would be.
Oh yes.
But there were
specifically
times
the two of them.
There were times when the jokes just like didn't work in the real animals.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, is it the pacing of like the voice acting or is it the fact that it's like animals?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hard for that to be. Yeah, that's the thing that I thought I would struggle with.
Yeah.
You know, Babe is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Fair.
And I was like, okay, so that works with like animals talking. Is this going to work or is it going to be like some cats shit where I'm like,
new.
Why is this so CGI and weird?
Yeah.
So I think I went in expecting for it to be bullshit and then was like more on board.
Yeah. I still liked it.
Yeah. We're not even talking about porn.
I know. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm just laughing.
Just two more things.
The premise of
Scar
this episode.
Was like, really? They did Scar dirty in this remake.
How do you mean?
He was like fucking fabulous in the original. Like he had like a black mane and was like kind of hot and sexy and dark. And this one he just looked mangy as fuck.
Yeah. He just looked like he wasn't eating well.
Yeah. Also, love the inclusion of the gay characters, you know? Loved that little tiff.
Wait.
Between
gay characters.
Yeah. When Zazu and Timon fucking meet, and there's, like, a little, like, tiff. It's like when you, like, get, like, one, you have, like, a hot gay friend, and you introduce them to, like, another hot gay friend. You're like, you guys are going to be friends because you're both hot gays.
Yes.
And they're like, I don't fuck with him. Like, no thanks.
You said this in the theater, but then it gave me pause because I was like, why have we decided that Zazu is gay? I mean, like, Timon, I'm with you.
Because he's in love with Mufasa.
Is he?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. 100%. I thought we were going off of the actors. And is John Oliver gay? I thought he was married to a woman.
I think he's married to a woman. But I'm just saying, like, Zazu is like...
Just Britishness equates with gay.
Yeah, he's like, he's a fop.
Touch of the fop.
He's a fop. Anyways, loved that moment.
I realize we talked about this without doing our Olympic little showdown.
Oh, yeah. We have a showdown.
Well, sort of.
Kind of.
We, like, searching for Lion King on Pornhub is disturbing.
It truly is.
More so even than much of the shit we see that disturbs us on the daily on some of the porn aggregates. So I wrote down some of them. There's only a few, and it's, in some cases, less about the title than it is about, like, what it was.
Yeah, the thumbnail.
Yeah. First one, so that was some Lion King fucking. Just looks
that
like normal porn. Just
oh,
looks
really?
Like regular porn.
Oh, it was just two humans.
Yeah, just two humans fucking, normal fucks. Looks
that was
just like
some
porn.
Lion King.
Yeah, and I was like, what does Lion King fucking mean to you?
Well, yeah, I'm
unclear.
Confused. Okay.
Next one, just The Lion King. Just a clip from the Lion King original.
They pirated
just
it.
Regular.
And it got taken down on YouTube, so they're like, well, I know where it will be.
But it wasn't even the
regulated.
Full movie. It was like a two-minute clip. And I was like, this sure comes up high on the list. Like, what is happening? Amateur Euro gorgeous granny cunt fucked by your neighbor. German porn. Thought I'd read that one because it has nothing to do with the
but
Lion
it came
King,
up.
But it just came up because that's what we've been searching lately.
Yeah. And so
it was
that's,
like amateur
that's
what, amateur.
Yeah.
Fucked by your neighbor.
Granny. Yeah. It was it had everything. They're like, we know what this bitch will like.
And I was like, where's Lion King?
She said Lion King.
Don't lie to us.
Yeah. But
we know
you
want German porn. Next one, Lion King, can you feel the penis tonight? See what they did there? See what they did?
Now, was that actual Lion King or was it just regular porn?
This was Lion King porn. This was some of the cartoon porn.
Cartoon, yeah.
That
they,
is out
they
there.
They really go... They get creative with the CGI.
So there's,
CGI.
Like, there's games. There's, like, crazy animated, like, human-bodied Lion King characters with, like, epic tits and, like,
and
big
like,
ripped bods.
Yeah.
Just, like, video game fucking each other.
Yeah. Sometimes they're, like, they look like humans.
Yeah, with human genitalia also.
Yeah.
Lion King Simba fucks Star Fox Crystal, I think, was one of those. Like, a crossover
with a human.
Animated porn.
Yeah.
Also... Kiara and Vitani fisting Lion King. There were a few that were like Nala and Vitani, like different characters.
Oh, wait, I saw this and it was like Vitani is like Simba's cousin or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's these characters that I was like, no, wait, I was trying to remember the name of Nala's mom.
Yeah.
Because I was like, because she definitely came in like a couple of them, but some of them were just like invented characters who were like cousins.
I saw that. I saw one that was like Vitani and then it was like parentheses, Simba's cousin. I was like, what? You like, can't just throw that in.
Yeah. Like, why? Also, like, why do we need to invent other lions?
Right.
Like,
and also, why has it got to be incestual?
The fan fiction wormhole here. Like, we've got these different characters. I don't know if that's like better or worse.
Yeah.
If it's like, it means you're all the more involved in your Lion King porn, or like you're trying to just vaguely distance yourself, just so like we're not exploiting Nala and Simba. It's just Kiara and Vitani, they're slutty cousins.
Yeah, we're not completely ruining your childhood.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's great.
It's just basically like a bunch of like weird, crafted, animated porn of like some of it just like basically looks like a GIF of like cartoon characters. Fucking where someone has like painted
or is it GIF?
The guy who invented them says it's GIF.
Okay.
But no one likes that, so people just say GIF still.
All right.
I honestly switch back and forth. I'm not holier than thou about how the fuck to say that.
I'm just like GIF is peanut butter.
I know.
And it's a J.
Yeah.
So
it feels like a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about
it. Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back!
We're back!
Ready to talk about the Loin King?
Loin King.
Okay, so the Loin King was made by Wood Rocket,
mm-hmm.
specialized in porn parodies, directed by Leroy Myers, who runs Wood Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a fascinating person.
Yeah.
Basically... I read this little article and...
Is this the one in Vice?
I don't know if it's the one in Vice, but it was like something like the
I think
Loin
I saw
King
one that's
is...
like, that's just like there's this parody that exists.
Yeah.
And I have and, like some, like an interview with him.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of some quotes and he says like, I pick something that I like, something that has a big or loyal enough audience, and then figure out if there's a way to parody it. If a project fits all those criteria, then I start figuring out what to do. I'll usually keep the character sexes the same with a few exceptions, but usually I start by rewatching the movie or series for inspiration and try to capture style and patterns. I do what I do because I enjoy it. I get to make weird sketch comedy with penetration in it. And some people love it, some hate it, some feel I ruined their childhood. But people watch it. I'm just glad to make something that gets out there. It's fun.
An artiste.
Mm-hmm. True artiste.
This film stars...
Yes.
There are more than who I have here.
Yeah.
Daisy Ducati, Kira Noir.
Yeah.
Leia Falcon. Why am I saying this like I can't read? Leia Falcon... Lance Hart.
Uh-huh. Will Tile.
Will Tile. Am I forgetting anybody else? They had like a ton of credits on
this
film. Like,
yeah,
I was about to write down the like end credits and was like, Jesus Christ, we're getting credit for titles, like end titles. Like,
they've that production
costume. I mean,
so Keira Noir and Will Tile are kind of like the main featured performers.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a little synopsis?
Yes.
Simba and Nana are ready to mate, but his evil uncle Screw sends his daddy to his death via a Wildebrest stampede. Now, with the help of his two friends, Timbone and Pumbaa, will Simba get back to feeling the love tonight? Find out in The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
Accurate. This is an opera.
This is an opera.
It's an opera.
We open on a musical number.
Yeah.
We stay in a musical number.
For the entire thing. Until
sex.
Sex.
But it is a musical number for like 2/3 of it.
And then
it's a 24-minute adventure.
And 2/3 of it
is 7 minutes.
It's like a musical sketch.
Yeah.
All voiced by Leroy Myers.
Yeah.
He wrote lyrics. He wrote lyrics, he wrote music, and he sings it all, and all the actors are just, like, mouthing the words to it. Which is
badly,
weird.
Badly, I need to say.
Yeah.
Like, looking at the monitor, like, mouthing badly.
Yeah.
It's not just him singing, though. I think doesn't he have, like, a female voice come in at one point towards the end?
Oh, I don't know.
I think there were female voices for...
Timbone.
And Pumbaa.
Thank you. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or it was
he does
strange.
A really good female voice, because I thought I heard... A chick come in there.
I was honestly impressed by the lyrics.
Yeah, they're very punny.
Yeah.
And just...
Some highlight songs.
Yeah.
Circle
Jerk of Life.
Circle Jerk of Life.
Which is actually, like, used to summarize the whole movie. Like,
yeah.
We open on it, and it's Lance Hart as Elton John. In this, like... I wrote down...
Fur jacket.
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, I wrote down, so it's like a music video.
Yeah.
Where they use Circle Jerk of Life to be like, they're trying to fuck, but oh, man, like, uncle kills dad.
Yeah.
And they just, like, summarize the movie in this song.
And he's got to run away.
And it's, like, just a crowd of people.
Yeah.
Which are presumably, like, gathered for Simba's presentation, but then it just turns
into,
like,
a
music video.
He gets to mate.
That
was, like, the...
And it feels like a music video for the beginning of it. I wrote, why are we in space disco? Because we were, like, totally detached from the world of the Lion King for a minute there. Just to, like, go to some, like, disco fantasy.
Where Elton John is
weird,
narrating.
Weird, like, green screen world with Elton John, Lance Hart.
Yeah.
Mouthing along to Circle Jerk of Life.
Yeah.
Can we also...
What were you saying?
I think my favorite thing... about the movie is in the crowd when you see like just 10 people whatever like dressed up as animals and there's just a guy in the middle in a black shirt that says look at me I'm a snake.
Yes. Yeah, they also like threw that in to be like this is Nana's boyfriend Jake or Jeff and we're going to cuckold him. I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
Thrown in
they
a
just
little
that
twist.
In.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, they had a bunch of people in the background like representing like the pride. And they were all, we open on all of them kind of like, either like jerking off or fucking each other. One was a rhino and he was jerking off his rhino horn.
Yeah, you know.
And I was like, okay.
Sure, that's
creative.
How that works.
Yeah. So another, some other highlights, hot cum on my tatas.
Uh-huh.
Instead of Hakuna Matata.
Can I give you a great line from that song?
Yeah, please.
Our memories, wait. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna fuck it up. Let me find it. No, I can't. It's something like our memories are the only place where you'll sneeze.
What?
Yes.
Interesting. He got bored there.
Which
that
I incorporated into my sexting this morning, I have to be honest. I was like, there's nothing better than this line about sneezing. Oh, wait, it's our memories are where your wang will sneeze. Why did I write this down wrong? Was I high?
Oh, I get it.
There's also a great line that makes almost no sense until you think it through. Play my vag like it was Africa, and your dick's name was Toto.
I loved that one,
The real ones get it. It took me a second.
That.
Actually, when they said play my vag like it was Africa, I was like, are we talking about this song?
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, your dick's name was Toto because your dick's playing
the song.
Africa.
Got it. And then Can You Feel My Muff Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Which,
instant classic.
Of course, then opens it up to a hard switch
Into just sex.
Into just sex.
They keep the paws on.
They keep the paws on. They keep the little headpieces on.
Yes.
A mysterious tiger print chair comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. They're just like somewhere suddenly in like a weird studio room.
Yeah. I mean, they're in a big red room and they have a yellow shag circle rug on the wall to symbolize the setting sun.
Yes. Poignant.
Big
and keep
budget.
In mind, the costume work here leaves something to be desired.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They start in, like, you know, like, $50 Halloween adventure.
Exactly.
Like,
it comes in a plastic
to
bag.
To say that they're, like, furry costumes is a stretch because
yeah,
furry
and
costumes
also
are very
to
elaborate.
Furries.
Yeah, because yeah. Yeah, those are elaborate costumes. This is just them in, like, baggy,
whatever they can find.
Velcro up.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes it's, like, not even a costume. Like,
yeah.
Pumbaa's costume
just
was
wearing
just
like ears.
Yeah, she's wearing ears and like a cape.
Yeah.
And like heels. Yeah. So strange.
Yeah. So they start. So
it's Kira Noir and Will Tile.
Mm-hmm.
They start making out. There's no more music.
Yeah, the music cuts
music
out.
Music is done. Now
but
we're
they
just
start fooling around.
Fuck, it's just porn.
They keep the paws on
keep
for a minute.
Keep the paws on.
They come off when the blowjob happens.
Yeah.
Like when the hands need access
yeah.
to the dick, the paws come off. But they did stay on longer than...
I was worried. So he goes down on Kira, and I was really worried about like this mane getting in her pussy. Because I was like, this is going to be like synthetic, weird hair.
Yeah.
Gross. It just freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this fuzz is going to, like, get inside. I don't know. I just went down a dark path where I was like, I'm just concerned for everyone's private parts.
Yeah.
But they kept it on and they kept going at it. So if they weren't concerned, then I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
She's got an insane body. I mean, they both have insane bodies.
Yeah.
She also, maybe it's because, like, I just recently watched something else with her, but she's got
yeah.
an incredible blowjob technique.
Yes.
Did you notice this?
I did.
She uses both of her hands
yes.
and like kind of like how you would crack a pepper mill
yeah, exactly.
while she's sucking.
Yeah.
And it's like in like she
yeah,
like moves it forward.
Move.
That's her move. And it's like looks insane.
I was going to save this for the other episode
hot.
Where we talk about her.
Yeah.
Because I know which porn you're referring to and
yeah.
we're going to talk about it later. but yeah, she's the kind of performer where I watch her and I'm like, learning things.
Yeah,
like, I'm
me
like,
too.
Holy shit. Like,
yeah.
she is talented.
Yeah.
This film doesn't even really take full advantage of her ability to ride a dick.
It's true.
She is an athletic performer.
She is.
But yeah, she's great at a blowjob. I wrote down, this is important, they really love a sloppy, noisy BJ at Wood Rocket.
They love it.
And I think it has to do with the miking.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what they do, because it's not like, these people are like mouthing the words. They're not
yeah.
actually singing. So I don't know why
they'd
be
yeah.
mic'd so well, but like somehow when a blowjob comes, like when
it's
we
like,
reviewed the Bob's Burger parody,
yeah.
it was the like squelchiest
slurpy
blowjob
yeah.
noises. Like we coined the slurpy derpy blowjob
yeah.
term in that episode. And this one was a similar thing where like
yeah.
she takes his dick all the way back, like towards the beginning of the blowjob.
Yeah.
And then like, chokes on it, and
yeah.
I was like scared
yeah.
for her because it just
loud.
Sounded so
yeah.
loud when she basically like popped it out of the back of her throat.
Yeah, yeah. He like pushes her back, and she makes like a little animal yip noise that I didn't need that.
Yeah, they kind of did some little animal noises throughout. Like
he
kind of kept being like, and I was
he
like,
roared.
You're still doing that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
The director is back there being like, no, just like throw in some animal stuff.
Yeah.
And as they did not go through,
right.
you know, animal training at a theatrical
it's true.
Institution.
It's true. And a roar
they're just
is
giving
hard.
Us like a roar and a squeal.
Yeah. He's got a huge penis.
Yeah.
Massive dong.
Very big dick.
But she takes, I mean, he like puts it in her and she fucking screams.
Yeah.
And it's like, same.
Yeah. Same girl.
Me too.
Yeah.
My cervix is, I feels for your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? It was like, some of the sex was hot, but some of it was a little boring.
Yeah.
There was a moment where like she's riding him while he's just kind of like sitting on that chair.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm bored.
It was just hard for me to switch modes.
Yeah.
I think this is why like parody porn isn't for me.
Right.
Because I'm still thinking about like their weird costumes and the fact
yeah.
that her like little button nose has
yeah.
been smudged.
Exactly.
And yeah, I'm just like just distracted.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
I
true.
Like to believe that people like want to be fucking each other. And it's hard when there's like so much like weird, like tossed aside evidence of production.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, like just like aware
their
of
their weird
itself.
Costume yeah. pieces are sort of still around, and they're on this like weird chair,
that's, like
just having
gross.
Porn sex, and you're like, okay, yeah. this is
none of this is hot.
As far from like people wanting like desperately to fuck each other as you
yeah.
can.
Oh, she says, "Happy birthday, Simba."
Oh, right.
Because it's his birthday.
Tying that plot back.
Uh-huh. Important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She does some... Yeah, she's got some insane... She is a very athletic performer.
Yeah.
There's some pretty impressive positions.
Yeah.
Her ability to, like, squat and ride is impressive.
Yeah.
She also, like, reaches around, like, under and, like, plays with his balls, like, mm-hmm. while they fuck. And I was like, that's hot.
It's a good move.
Loved that.
Kira knows what she's doing.
She does. I'm a fan.
And reaching around and playing with someone's balls is harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
very
yeah.
rarely are you in a position where you're like,
I can get
easily
there.
Reach
yeah.
if you don't happen to be, like, taller or, like, than the person you're having
right.
sex with.
Right.
I tend to, as a wee person,
right.
I tend to struggle with that.
And then he pulls out and he jerks off onto her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Yeah. Which I was like, I thought we were mating. But...
Good point. That's you know? A major plot hole.
Yeah. Why are we getting a facial?
Yeah. For mating. Where's the cream pie?
Come on, Wood
say.
Rocket. I see you. And then we close on a shot of the yellow shag rug as the setting sun.
And the circle jerk of life is complete.
Mm-hmm. And then they
are,
No. Neither.
Are you sure? Because you shared some special feelings about teenage Simba at the top of this.
You're right, I did. No, neither. I'd much rather jerk off to the Disney version.
They're both Disney, but the cartoon version. Not
yeah,
the remake.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry. The yeah. Disney, the original, the OG. If I'm jerking yeah. off to anything, I'm jerking off to the OG.
OG cartoon lions yeah. for Rachel.
Yeah. When
None
I mean,
for me.
Nala's sex eyes. Here's another big problem I had. Can You Feel the Love Tonight is
yeah.
in daylight.
Yeah.
In the remake. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
It's in the title. Tonight. It's supposed to be setting. It's supposed to be, the sun is supposed to be setting. It's supposed to be romantic. It's supposed to be dark. She like, look it up. Everyone should look it up right now. When he pushes her back on the ground and she like looks up with him with like her sexy like little like lion sex eyes.
Yeah.
And there's like some sex appeal
that's
there.
That's certainly in the cartoon porns that
we
didn't watch.
I mean, that's a big moment and we did not get that.
Yeah. I wonder why they did that.
If I'm jerking off to anything, I'm jerking off to that.
Yeah.
So.
I don't tend to jerk off to Disney movies.
All right.
But
well.
To each her own. And no Wood Rocket for you.
You know Wood Rocket.
Yeah.
I appreciate what they do, and I like that he's like, yeah, I just make comedy sketch with, like, penetration, and I love that, and I'm sure it's for someone. But that person is not me.
Yeah. I appreciate it for the increased exposure to Kira Noir.
Yeah.
Who I'm becoming a bigger fan of day
yeah.
by day.
Yeah.
And I just applaud the, like, ridiculousness
yeah.
of this porn.
I but bet it's but, fun.
Yeah, it's super fun.
I bet it's
and
fun
I was
to
like,
do.
I
as
hope
a
they're having a
performer.
Good time on this. Like,
I bet you they are.
There were times it was like hard to tell because they're clearly just like uncomfortable lip syncing.
Right, right.
But I liked that there was a lyric that was like, "Is this the weirdest porn of all fucking time?" You know,
yeah.
like that the thing acknowledged what it was.
Right.
But
do.
I don't need to jill off to that.
No,
so.
Certainly not. Well. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. It was a weird one, and we took a risk, and we hope that it was worth it.
Worth the it.
Worth
strong
it.
Finish.
That's what I'm known for.
Remember to rate, review, subscribe. Find us on Instagram at GirlsOnPern and on Twitter at GOPThePodcast.
Send us messages. Tell
love
us,
hearing from you.
Yeah, tell us like your favorite search term, what you like to watch. If you have videos that you like, send them our way. We love hearing from you guys. Always open to suggestions, critiques, if they're well worded.
We really got to tighten this finish.
I know.
We do it every time and it just gets longer.
But have you thought about writing to us?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should. I don't
yeah,
care.
Just like a letter with like thoughts or like a DM on Instagram about how great this show. Okay, great. Thanks
okay.
so much for listening. Love you guys. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.